This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The head of the Emergency Management Agency, Brock Long, will brief senators today on his team's response to this year's hurricane season. One of FEMA's major roles is reimbursing cities and states for paying up front to get things working again, such as electricity. After Puerto Rico canceled its controversial $300 million contract with a tiny energy company in Montana to rebuild the island's grid, Marketplace's Jed Kim looks at what FEMA requires for post-disaster contracts.
Some estimates put Puerto Rico's recovery at $100 billion. To get any FEMA money, Puerto Rico has to show its contracts are formed correctly, with processes to monitor work and ensure appropriate costs. Jeffrey Thomas is with law firm Caris Stone. He says not doing it right could disqualify them from getting reimbursement, or worse.
You see this all the time throughout the country, where state and local governments have to pay back up several millions of dollars very often years later because they didn't procure those services correctly.
He says the Whitefish deal is a learning experience to avoid with other contracts for recovery work. Even so, correctly dotted I's and crossed T's are a little comfort to Puerto Ricans in dark times. Erwin Redlener directs the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University.
We're at a point right now where the protocols and the overwhelming number of requests for assistance may delay the primary purpose of all this, which is to get people the help they need to rebuild.
He'd like to see direction come from the White House to relax protocols. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.